because he relies on the hive for his own survival. He needs the hive to stroke his own ego and to make him feel as though he belongs to something. The hive is his gang. The narcissist is a worker bee in the hive, or he might be the leader of the hive. He helps the other members of the hive to keep everyone in the hive in line. He recruits others into the hive for the betterment of the hive. Each hive member must do their own part. The narcissist assesses your skills upon entering the hive, and he will allow you to pass into his inner circle if your skills are deemed worthy and useful to the hive. The hive members are used to exert control on each other. The hive members are used to keep each other in check. The hive members are used to keep the hive humming along like a well-oiled machine. If you're invited into the hive and you do not comply in doing your part in the hive will come down on you swiftly and fiercely. You're expected to be a worker bee in the hive just like all the other hive members. You might be subjected to a special treatment when you first join the hive and enter into the life of the narcissist. However, you will soon be shown how unimportant you are. The hive and the narcissist will triangulate other people against you in order to lower your position further in the hive and keep you in check. The narcissist and his miscreants might beat you into position in the hive. The narcissist might threaten you each time you try to get back out of the hive or try to fight for air amongst the other members of the hive. The narcissist is there to let you know that you are not special in the hive. He will immediately talk to other women, and he will make it known to you that he's doing so. He will drone on and on how great his ex is so that you'll get used to being second fiddle in his life. He will critique and talk down to you so that your sense of self-worth goes down so that it's in alignment with the rest of the hive. You're not allowed to think of yourself as any better or any different than any other hive members if you fit in. If you cannot fit into the hive, the narcissist will get rid of you, or he will implement a silent treatment in order to show you where your place is in the hive. He has put efforts into recruiting you into the hive. Thus, he will constantly hover you over your lifetime to see if your attitude has changed yet. You are always a prospective member of the hive as soon as the narcissist invites you in, but he will punish you until morale improves. Changing the narcissist. Most people who come across the narcissist believe that they will be able to change the narcissist. They think that the narcissist will come to see the error of his ways and that they will eventually learn personal growth, individuality, and spiritual enlightenment. This is furthest from the truth. The narcissist will not change his ways. The narcissist is not able to love in the way that normal humans are able to love. He is not able to think of himself in a way that individuals think for themselves. The narcissist is a slave to mimicry and a slave to the betterment of the hive. He is a worker bee and he is nothing more. The narcissist has a fantasy world and the hive supports his inner reality. They pat him on the back and give him kudos when he needs it. They tell him he did good when he started dressing, acting, and talking like the rest of the hive. They pat him on the head when he fetches the hive resources. He works for the approval of the head hive master. The hive makes him believe that he is the most important one in the hive by folie à deux or shared psychosis. If you could look inside the brain of a narcissist, you will realize that his inefficient neural pathways in his brain will hinder his ability to do much of anything on his own. He cannot think much for himself without consulting multiple other people in his thinking and planning. He cannot do much without asking the rest of the hive if his behavior is acceptable to them. He's worried that if he upsets his hive, he will be ousted by them. And thus, he does not rock the boat, even when he disagrees with something that the hive is doing. The truth of the matter is that the narcissist is an extrovert of epic proportions. The narcissist exists for the betterment of the hive. He does not exist as a being that is separate from the hive. The narcissist has been listening to the inner circle and the members of the hive for most of his life. He will not abandon the social networks that he has built in order to find individuality and personal growth by himself. A person who tries to pull the narcissist away from the hive will see that he has an umbilical cord attached to the rest of the hive. They will see the stranglehold tightens as they try to pull the narcissist away from the hive. The narcissist will become panicky and forlorn and erratic. He will become chaotic and disjointed and surly. The narcissist